Blog Talk Radio.
This is your boy Carl BFM Jones with another dope episode. The Dopeness Interview Series is brought to you by USA Blog Network. We are live with my homegirl from the West Coast, Weiwei. What's going on, Weiwei?
What's up, Carl? What's up?
What's chilling. Up? Chilling, chilling, chilling. So we are here to talk about her new song, just dropped, Extra Dope. Just dropped the video for it. It's called However You Want It. We're going to get into her past, her present, her future. Go ahead and introduce yourself first off.
My name Weiwei. My name Weiwei, but they call me Weiwei. Everybody like, what's your rap name? I'm like, shit, I don't got one. My nickname, Weiwei. I'm sticking with it.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
From North Richmond, California. Rapper. Been rapping for a minute, probably since I was like 15. I'm 21 now. So it's like, I'm starting to get used to it, you know, living that rapper life.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like you doing pretty good. You know,
yeah, I'm adjusting.
You got some dope songs under your belt and starting to hear your name pop up in a lot of circles.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get there. Still on the move.
Mm-hmm. So she's been doing this since she was 15. For those who don't know, straight out the Bay Area. You know, she got everything from the upbeat party music to the dark, gritty streets of the underworld music, like street music. But it's all hip hop. So how did you get inspired to even become who you are today? Like, what inspired you to step in the mic for the first, step in the booth for the first time?
Well, it's like, I got a lot of family in the rap thing too, but it's like, all the family I had, they all gone. My uncle, he was a rapper. He went to jail for a long time. My cousin, he was a rapper. He got killed. He couldn't live his dream. So I'm like, I can do it. But it's like, it was a hobby at first until people just told me, man, you got to take that shit serious. You got to really do it. So now it's like, I'm really doing it. I'm all in now. It's just what I do now. Yeah, I'm all in.
That's amazing. So since they can't do what they love, you're gonna live through them, basically.
I'm gonna do it for everybody. I'm going to do it for all.
Do it all up.
I'm going to do it. To the fullest. Everything. Word. They couldn't do, I'm going to do it.
other than inspirations from like your family, who out there, like in the industry, kind of gave you that boost to move forward with it? Like, that you used to listen to a lot?
Probably Missy Elliott, if we're really talking way back in the days, but like talking 2010s and up, I'm like Dage Loaf.
Yeah, I hear that.
You know what I'm saying? It's like people who can relate to me. And I know, you know what I'm saying? It's just people who got pain in their music, they could turn up, and it's like, you get what I'm saying? It's just hood. You could be mainstream, but you hood. You got to have that feeling in your music. So I say Dage Loaf. What I've been on? I've been on Lil Snoop. I still slap that. Dex Osama. I've been slapping a lot of people who not here no more. You get what I'm saying? I've been on that. Trying to, you get what I'm saying? Hear songs that they didn't get to put out, that people just now putting out. Who else I've been on? I be on like Reed Dallas. He like a battle rapper. He not even a, you know what I'm saying? He not even mainstream. I listen to a lot of cyphers and little underground stuff. I don't really, you know, the, I don't really do this today stuff. I listen to a lot of underground.
So how would you, what genre would you say you would fall under? Like, what, how's your style?
I mean, it's hip hop. It's hip hop, but I can take it in any direction. I can auto tune it and turn it into a love song. You get what I'm saying? I can turn it into something that'll make you cry. I can go any way. I can go any way with it. It's just depending on how I'm feeling when I step in the booth. That's the way we're going.
So how do you write? Do you freestyle it out in a booth? Do you write it down on paper or on your phone before you get there?
I'm a writer. I pre-write sometimes, but that's like I write to an instrumental, go to the lab and have them make me something. You get what I'm saying? To put the words to. Or I just wait till I get there. I hear the beat. I just knock it out. It don't take me that long to write nothing.
That's
all I
dope.
Gotta do is hit a beat, and I got the verse for
that's
you right
dope.
Here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like to hear people who write. Like I'm a fan of songwriters, you know,
yeah,
or somebody who
I
could put together a song from A to Z as opposed to kind of like piecing it together like a jigsaw.
Yeah, I can sit down and knock a whole song out. All I need is a beat. Yeah,
okay, so what about the production side? Who you messing with on the production side right now? On the stuff that you're working on.
I've been in and out of All Bass Studios. That's in Berkeley, California. I've been messing with Maine the Guy. He the one who made the However You Want It beat. It's crazy because I just walked in there. You get what I'm saying? I heard the song. I'm like, yeah, you got to mess this up. You got to mess this up. And while he in there messing it up, I'm in there writing to it. By the time he got done, I was just ready to lay it down. That's how I do it.
Oh, man. Yeah. That dude is hot. Like, however you want it. However you want it. However do you
hot.
Need
and
it.
Was like, that was actually our first time getting together, and it's like we just clicked. Like, you get what I'm saying? We was in there vibing, and we cooked it up. And man. Got it.
Wow.
Done.
So let's talk about that, because that's what we're here for anyway, is to talk about the behind the scenes of how However You Want It came together. So it was you in the studio with the producer. He drops the beat. You go to work. What was the inspiration? Or paint the scene for us. Like, what was the inspiration of the actual song?
Okay, I'm going to tell you. Belly. You already know. A lot of belly. Like, I don't know what it was. Like, I just found it, like, oh, they got this on Netflix? Oh, yeah, that's messed up. I watched it back to back. Like, man, I done watched it so many times. I didn't know the words. But I watched Belly so much, and it's like that, you know, the intro of the song is like the intro of the movie that, ooh.
The intro
like,
is so dope. Like, when they come in the club, they got the green eyes.
Yes. All that, the whole blue scene. I'm like, yeah, we got to do this. And it's like, who don't know that song? Who don't know however you want? Who don't know that song? You going to sing along to that. You don't even got to know my words, but you going to sing that however do you want it. You going to sing that. You ain't got no
choice. But then the way he chopped it up, though, like he made it hit, yeah. Like y'all made it y'all alone, the way he chopped it up.
Man, he messed it up. I don't want to cuss, but he did his thing on that. When I tell you he did, I'm like, oh, okay. Then when I get done, he do all the drops in the, you get what I'm saying, all the everything else. I'm like, man, this the one right here. We going. We ain't stopping, but this one of the ones right here. But he made that Watch Out For Me, too, which you were just playing. He made that for me, too.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all a good duo. What we going to do is, I want you to go ahead and introduce however you want it. We're going to go and give them a little sample of that.
Mm-hmm. This, that, way, way, however you want it. It's however you want
it. Let's go.
Let's go.
If you don't like. Hey, how you want it, baby? Tell me how you need that. I need cash so that love you can keep that. I'm trying to breeze past in the motherfucking E-class with a seat back 21 underneath that. After this, they gon' know my name. This ratchet bitch, I got so much game. It's a goddamn shame. Look at the slugs and the goddamn chains. I've been shining and it's not gon' change. At the top of my game, I'm like Curry in a clutch time. No hesitation to procrastination. If somebody touch mine, then that stack right, I swear it's just fine. And these forces still white, I only wore these bitches one time. Big wood, big cooks, bitches tagged out. You want it with me on top and your back down? Or you wanna get on top and come and act out? It's however you want it.
I was turned to. I don't even know the dance. Like the love. I was fake dabbing over here.
Yeah, you can put your own dance with it.
Hey, that right there was way, way. However you want it. You can go and see the new video on YouTube ASAP. Hit her up on Facebook.com/ Waylia Santana. Or you can go to the management company. Shout out to the management company, man, doing their thing.
In there, shout out to them. Mm-hmm.
The Realionaires. Yeah.
All
right. So we're gonna talk about all of this. First, let's touch on like the making of the video. So, how did this come about? Like, tell us like who wrote the concept. You know, like, was y'all having fun? Was like, how was the behind the scenes? We want the dirt.
Okay, it was what can I say? It was a success, but it was it was really a puzzle that we really had to put together. Cause
yeah.
Listening to the song, we was gonna go with the belly theme, that's regular. We was gonna go with that, with the eyes and the walking in the club and robbing the club, and we was gonna do all that. But it's like, nah, that's too much. I'm gonna just sit back. I'm gonna kick back, and I'm gonna enjoy myself, and we just gonna chill, and it's just however you want it. Grab some bottles, grab some some smokes, and we gonna go do our thing.
What was y'all at?
Was
y'all
at the club? At All Bay Studio, the one I was telling you about in Berkeley.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought that was another. The club.
We shot all that there. That's all Bay Studios. We shot all that there. We brought our cameraman in and we just started shooting. Like a playground. It was a playground.
Yeah, it was turned. I thought it was the club. I'm like, dang.
Man, you put it together right, you can make it look like you anywhere.
Who shot the video?
This dude named K.O.
K.O.?
Dude named K.O., yeah, he from out there that way, too.
He
did the camera work. That was actually my first time seeing what he can do, too. So it's like, you get what I'm saying? I'm just putting my stuff in people's hands, and I'm trusting them with it. You get what I'm saying? And it's coming right. Everything's all right. Taking chance.
Word. So have you won it off of a mixtape or an album?
I mean, it's a single right now, but it's like I'm putting an EP together, a little EP. I'm working on that. I'm trying to really get more visuals because I don't got a lot of visuals. That's like one of the first videos, like single. Everything else been features. So now it's like I'm getting myself out there now. So it's like I just need more visuals. But I'm working on an EP for the show for sure. By the beginning of next year, I should be done with that. And being shot like two more videos at least.
Okay, so just getting your ducks in a row before you formulate the plan, like execute the EP.
Yeah, I'm working. Working.
All right. So you are in the Bay Area. Are you in Richmond? What town?
Yeah, I'm in Richmond, California, the north side.
So north side of Richmond, Cali.
Yeah.
How's the hip hop scene out there? They embracing you out there?
I mean, yeah. I got a lot of people calling. A lot of people calling, telling me they want me on this, they want me on that. I'm also doing a lot of calling too, telling everybody I want them on my stuff too. So it's like it's a lot of love. It's a lot of love for sure. It's a lot of hate too, but it's a lot of love. Definitely. Most definitely.
So I guess what I really want to get to is your future. Like, where do you plan to be? Like, where are you moving towards on your path? Like, where are you going to be at in about 5 years in the industry?
In about 5 years, I want to be... Basically, my thing is, I'm not trying to get famous. This is a line for my song. So they say I'm not trying to get my name up, and I'm not trying to get famous. I'm in it strictly for the pay cut. So where I'm trying to be in 5 years, I'm trying to be paid. I'm trying to get my family out of Richmond. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? I got goals. I got things that I'm trying to do. I'm working towards. So in 5 years, I plan on everything that I said I was going to do, I plan on doing it. We need to be out of Richmond. I need to be comfortable. I need to be everybody around me, they comfortable. Or at least we on our way to being comfortable. I need to see some type of progress. I need to see some type of progress. Even if it's just a little,
touch on that.
I need to see. Mm-hmm.
Touch on that. That's what I'm talking about. So, business lady. You know?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about, business.
It turned into a job.
And congrats on the new song. I mean, with this song, you on your way. You know, keep on doing
this
right here.
Thank you.
Have you won it?
Thank you, man.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I really appreciate you coming on. You know, the Dopeness interview series.
Yeah, dope.
Make sure you go following Weiwei. Make sure y'all go and check out the video when the EP drop. Make sure you support that. All that, man.
I love you.
All that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna let you have the last words. Oh, no worries.
Yeah. Dang. Y'all go check out that however you want. I got a lot of more stuff coming. But that's the lady, so y'all go check that out right now while I'm cooking up the rest of this, you know what I'm saying?
You dig? You got a, yeah. Other than the Facebook handle, you got a Twitter or Instagram?
I got Instagram and I got Snapchat. My Snapchat is way_Santana. My Instagram is SackedUpWay. Sacked_up_way. That's me. That's where you're going to find me at.
You said stack? Yeah. Like STACK?
Sacked up. SACKED. Sacked up way.
Oh, sacked up.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Sacked up. All
right. Y'all going to add that. The song and the video will be all across the USA Blog Network in the coming days. If you're hearing this afterwards, you're going to see this interview on the press release with the video. So just go ahead and click play. Mm-hmm. Well, you clicked it already if you're listening. But that's another episode. That's another dope episode, man. Nothing but the dopeness in the world. You know, the dopest MCs, artists, singers, poets, what have you. If you haven't already, went ahead and clicked follow on our Facebook page, go to USA Blog Network on Facebook, Twitter, everything. All right? And we out of here, right, man. It's another one. It's the next time. Salute. Salute, Wayway.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for having me.
All right, one.
If you don't like, hey, how you want it, baby? Tell me how you need that. I need cash, so that love you can keep that. I'm trying to breeze past in the motherfucking E-class with the seat back, 21 underneath that. After this, they gon' know my name. This ass bitch, I got so much game. It's a goddamn shame. Look at the slugs and the goddamn chains. I've been shining and it's not gon' change. At the top of my game, I'm like Curry in a clutch time. No hesitation and procrastination. If somebody touch mine, then that stack right, I swear it's just fine. And these forces still white. I only wore these bitches one time. Big wood, big cooks, bitches tacked out. You want it with me on top and your back down? Or you wanna get on top and come and act out? It's however you want it.